Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, October 12th, 2006. The death toll in Gaza today reaches 7, 5 of which are of the same family, while in the West Bank, the Israeli army is invading cities and taking prisoners. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli forces killed 6 Palestinians, 5 from the Qaid family, and wounded at least 10 in a military invasion near Khan Yunis in the south of the Gaza Strip on Thursday before dawn, Palestinian medical sources reported. Sources at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis identified the dead as Adel, age 40, Saib, 13, Abdul Rahman, 25, Sahla, 25, and Nail, 22. Israeli troops are said to have entered the home of the 5 relatives, killing 2 outright and detaining 3 others, only to subsequently kill the remaining 3 and leave their bodies strewn in the street of the nearby village of Al-Farin. The medical source accounted that Adel and his 13-year-old son, Sohib, received fatal bullets to the head. This is despite the strike allegedly being targeted at both Sahla and Nail, who are members of the Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas. In Kuzar village, eyewitnesses reported a large invasion of Israeli tanks and military vehicles taking place, under the cover of reconnaissance drones and Apache helicopters firing heavily from above. Palestinian security sources indicated that Israeli bulldozers and tanks began bulldozing vast areas of agricultural land while houses were raided and there was random open fire in residential areas. Children, along with many other residents, were sent into a state of panic as several residents were wounded, some seriously, by the missiles, shrapnel and random fire. In the eastern areas of Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, Mohammed Ramadan Baraka, aged 18, died of wounds he sustained during the Israeli army invasion at dawn. Medical sources stated that Baraka died of wounds to the chest, his death being the 6th by the Israeli forces today. Israeli troops continued their military offensive in Al-Farin area. Local sources reported that the army is detaining and questioning residents aged between 15 and 45 while occupying houses and adopting the roofs of family homes as army outposts, imprisoning the families inside. A Palestinian Authority secret police officer, Abd al-Majid Shakshak, aged 30, was shot and killed by an unknown gunman this Thursday afternoon in Gaza. Shakshak was shot while leaving his house in al-Sheikh Radwan area, north of Gaza. He was moved to al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza, where he died with multiple wounds to the chest. No Palestinian group have yet claimed the attack. Israeli troops attacked several areas in the Hebron district in the south of the West Bank, taking 5 residents prisoner this Thursday morning. In Dora village, south of the city of Hebron, troops took 2 prisoners, known as Kamal Nasser, 21, and Kamal Amro, 50. The latter is reported to be a leader in the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP. Meanwhile, Mahmoud Yaqob, 25, was taken prisoner after being stopped by troops at a military checkpoint, also south of Hebron. Yaqob's father said that his son, a student in Al Polytechnic University in Hebron, has been wanted by the army for some time. Al Araq refugee camp, again near Hebron, has been attacked by troops, searching and ransacking residents' homes and removing Ahmed Abu Khiran, 18, to an unknown location. A resident of Karsa village, west of Hebron, Musa Shadid, 25, was taken prisoner at the Israeli border between Jordan and the West Bank, as he was returning from Syria, where he studies in the university, local sources reported. A senior member of the Al-Aqsa Brigade, the armed wing of Fatah, declared that his organization took part in an operation that freed an American citizen captured by an organization which calls itself Ansar al-Sunnah. Michael Phillips, 24, from the United States, was held by the group for 24 hours. Phillips was found tied in an apartment in Nablus. A senior member of the brigades reported after one of the kidnappers agreed to reveal the location of Phillips for a guarantee that he would not be harmed. The member of the Al-Aqsa Brigade added that the kidnappers are related to a new group in Gaza, but did not disclose the name of the group. Also in Nablus, there was an army invasion late on Wednesday night, following which clashes erupted as groups of local resistance fighters tried to hold off the invasion. Al-Aqsa Brigade, the armed wing of Fatah, retaliated to the invasion by targeting an Israeli military convoy with roadside bombs, damaging one army vehicle, according to a press release issued by the fighters. Local sources reported that the clashes continued almost throughout the entire night, with the army presence remaining in Nablus until Thursday morning. by which time the army had attacked numerous houses, ransacked residents' belongings, and taken two prisoners, one from Nablus and one from a nearby refugee camp just outside the city. In a pre-dawn invasion to the village of Sadra, southeast of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, Muayyad Thawab, 26, was taken prisoner by Israeli troops on Thursday. Soldiers and jeeps stormed the village, then took Thawab to an unknown location, his family reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Imogen Kimber and Rassan Banora.